Shalom aleichem abayisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Beizah Hashem Yisborach. We're about to begin the fourth topic of Parsha Shlach. If somebody was over Avodah Zarah b'shoigeg, what korban does he bring? Perek Tezvov, Posuk Chof Beis. In the following topic, we have two parshiyos. The first parsha is going to tell us if Bezdin paskin the mistake in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, something that b'meizid would have been chayv kores and b'shoigeg chayv chatos, and Bezdin paskind that it's mutter. And then they realized their mistake. This is similar to what we learned above in Parshas Vayikra, in the topic of Par Helem Dovo Shel Tzibur. Over there, Bezdin paskind a mistake on an Avera that b'meizid would have been chayv kores and b'shoigeg chayv chatos, and Bezdin paskind that it's mutter. And they realized their mistake. So over there, they had to bring a par helem dovo shel tzibo, which is a par lechatos. And over here, in a similar situation, by avodah zarah, over here, Bezdin brings a par le'oilo and a soir lechatos. That's the first parsha. And the second parsha, if a yochid, an individual, was over avodah zarah b'shoigeg, something that b'meizid would have been chayv chatos and did it b'shoigeg, he has to bring a seiro lechatos, a female goat, as a korban chatos. Posuk chov beit v'chis ishgu v'lo yisasu eis kol ha-mitzvois ho'eile asher diber Adonai el Moshe. And if you make a mistake, and you're over avodah zarah, which is equivalent to not doing all the mitzvois that Hashem commanded Moshe, Rashi says, Ashel Dibir Hashem al Moshe is specifically referring to the first two Dibrois, Onuchi Hashem Elokecho and Lo Yeloch Elohim Achirim al Ponai, which is referring to Avodah Zarah. Those are the Dibrois that Hashem told Moshe. And we all heard Hashem telling it to Moshe. That was only true by the first two Dibrois. The other eight Dibrois Hashem told Moshe privately, and then Moshe told it to us. Rashi's b'medayik the word El Moshe, as opposed to Posuk Chof Gimel. Eis kol asher tzivo Adonai alichem biyad Moshe min hayom asher tzivo Adonai vohol o ledoiroi seichem. A person who is over avodah zarah is equivalent to being over on all the mitzvot that Hashem commanded you biyad Moshe. Hashem didn't tell us directly, rather he gave it over to us through Moshe. From the day that Hashem started commanding us in Har Sinai and on, all the mitzvahs that were given to us for generations to come, all that is equivalent to Avodah Zarah. Says Rashi, "Bechisish guru lo yisasu, Avodah Zarah hoyzo bechlal kol ha-mitzvahs she'atzibur mevino le'opar." If not for this parsha, Avodah Zarah would have been included in the par helam dovo shel tzibur. If Bezdin makes a mistake, passes a mistake on Dovo Shechayv Kores, Avodah Zarah is included. Our parsha tells you no, Avodah Zarah is different than any other mitzvahs that Bezdin passes a mistake. What's the difference? Over here, Lidoin bepar le'oilo v'sor lechatos. Not like over there in Parshas Vayikra that it's par lechatos. Over here it's a par le'oilo v'sor lechatos. The Pasuk doesn't say what Avera it's referring to. Says Rashi, Ba'avodah Zarah kosu medaber. Oy einoy elo ba'achas mikol ha-mitzvois. It doesn't say anything about Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's another mitzvah. Tamud lo yimares kol ha-mitzvois ho'ele. Mitzvah achas she'ikichol ha-mitzvois. One mitzvah, one iser that's equivalent to all the mitzvois. Namely, ma ho'iver al kol ha-mitzvois. If a person is over on all the mitzvois, Poirek oil, he broke the yoke of heaven off his shoulders. And umeitha bris, he nullified the bris, the covenant we have with Hashem. Umegale ponim, he's a mechutzif. Af mitzvah zu, avodah zarah, even in one isra of avodah zarah, is poirek bo oil, umeitha bris, umegale ponim. Veizu, what avera has these qualities? Zu avodah zarah. Asher diber Hashem al Moshe, we all heard it together with Moshe. As the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Achas Dibir Elokim, Shtaim Zu Shomati. Chazal Darshan, that the first two Dibrois Hashem said them together, Achas Dibur Elokim, and we heard it as two separate Dibrois, Anoichi and Lo Yelech. Eis Kol Asher Tzivo, Magid Shekol Amoideh Ba'avodah Zorah, if a person admits to Avodah Zorah, Kekoifer B'chol HaToiro Kulo, it's equivalent to being Koifer in the whole Torah, Uvechol Mashen Isnabu Anavim, Shenemar Mina Yoyim Asher Tzivo, V'chol O, and also in the future, even what the Nevi'im are going to teach us is also included in this. If a person is moed above the Zohar, kikoyva b'kol divrei haTorah v'haNevi'im. Pozuk chov dalet ve'hoyo ime me'ainei hoido ne'eses holish gogo v'asu chol hoido par ben bokor echod le'oilo le'reach nichoyach ladoinoi. ומין חסוי ונזכוי כמשפוט, וסעיר איזים אחד לחטוס. So if this mistake was made by Bezdin, Bezdin is referred to as Einei Ho'edo, they are the eyes of the nation. Because they made a mistake, they paskined an Isra Avodah Zorah that it's mutter. So then, we don't say that every single Yochid now has to bring a Korban Chatos. Rather, Vosu Koloedo Bezdin brings a Korban for everybody. And what is it made of? It's made out of a bull for an oilo. And of course, like all oilois, as we saw in the parasha of Minchas Nesochim, it comes with a mincha and a nesech. Mincha, flour mixed with oil. Shloisha estroinim with chatziyain of oil and wine, kamishpot, as we saw above in Parshas Minchat Nesochim, and the sirizim echod lechatos. Chatos over here is spelled in a unique way without an aleph, and Rashi will tell us why. Says Rashi, me'einu heido neses olish gogo, me'einu heido that's based in neses avirazu, aladei shoigeg, how so kigun sheshogegu. They made a mistake. V'hoiru alachas minu avoidos and a certain avoidos sheimu teres la'avoid avoidos arabakach. And really it's also. Lechatos choser aleph. Why? She'enu kishar chatois. It's different than any other chatos. Shekol chatois shevatoiru abois im oilo. Whenever you have a chatos and oilo coming together, most commonly by bird korbonos, shteyoinim and shteytoyrim and shteybneyoino, hachatos koydemes lo oilo. First the chatos, then the oilo. Shenemar ves hasheni yas oilo. But vizu, you have an oilo and a chatos, oilo koydemes lechatos. That's what's unique about it, and therefore the aleph of the chatos is missing to show you that it's secondary. I mentioned in the past, I'll mention it again, it's important to notice the difference between a tlisho gdoilo and a tlisho ktano. On the word bokor is a tlisha ktano. Tlisha ktano is a mishores, meaning it flows into the next word. You may not stop afterwards. Imagine you would stop after par ben bokor. Take a long breath. Echod le'oilo. That doesn't make any sense. You have to read it. Par ben bokor echod le'oilo. It's one par ben bokor brought as an oilo. Posuk chof hei, v'chiper ha-koyhein, al kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'nislach lohem ki shegogohi, v'hei meviu es korbonom, ishel adoinoi, v'chadosom lifnei adoinoi, al shigigosom. And the Koyen should then be mechaper on the entire nation of b'nei Yisrael, and they will be forgiven. Because it was a shoigig, and they brought a korban to be mechaper on that shoigig. They brought a parlo oilo as an ishel Hashem, and they brought a seil lechatos to be mechaper on their shoigig. Says Rashi, if you as korbanom ishel Hashem, zeh omu b'parsha, what we just saw, who parlo oilo shenemar ishel Hashem, v'chatosom zeh asoil. It should be pointed out that although the Torah doesn't say explicitly how to process this seil lechatos, but Lamaisa, this is going to be a chatos pnimis, similar to the par helem dovash al tzibu in Parshas Vayikra. Namely, the dam will be brought inside the heichol and be sprinkled in front of the peroiches and on the mizbech hazohov, and the emurim will be brought on the mizbech hachitzoin, and the entire animal will be burnt michutz lamachane, not eaten at all, like the chatois apnimis. Posuk chavov v'nislach lechol adas b'nei Yisrael v'lagir agom v'seichom ki lechol ha'om bishgogo. And Hashem will forgive b'nei Yisrael and the gerim, because after all, it was done by Shoigeg, Bezdin paskin the mistake, and everyone followed the psak of Bezdin. If it was up to me, I would have pushed this aliyah of Shvi either above, before Pasuk Chav Beis, or later on, after Pasuk Lamed Aleph. That would put both parshiyos of Avodah Zarah in together. It's one topic. Pasuk Chav Zayin, v'im nefesh achas techa tov ishgogo v'im krivo aizbaz shenoso lechatos. But if it was an individual who was over Avodah Zarah b'shoigeg, then the korban he has to bring is a female goat within its first year of life. Says Rashi, Techet Abishgogo, Bavudah Zoreh. And how does Rashi know that? Because the Pasuk reads, Ve'im Nefesh Achas Techet Abishgogo. It's a direct continuation from the previous parasha. Previous parasha was Avodah Zoreh. So is this. Eiz Bashnoso, Sha'ar Averois, if a person was over another aver b'shoigeg, an aver that b'mezid would have been chayv kores. Then yochid mevi kisba oiseira. You have a choice: a female sheep or a female goat. Uvazu b'avodizora b'shoigeg kova lo seira. It must be a female goat. Pozuk chofchet v'chipera koyhein al hanefesh ha'shoigeg ez bechet ovish gogol ifnei adonai. The Kohen will be mechaper on this person that was Ovid Avzor B'Shoigeg in front of Hashem, and he will be forgiven. This Korban Chatos is like a Chatos Chitzoino, regular Korban Chatos. The Imurim are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. The Dam is brought on the four corners of the Mizbeach, Matan Be'etzma with the Kohen's finger, and the meat is eaten by Zichri Kahuna in the Azor. Whether a born Jew, whether a geir, have the same halacha regarding Avodah Zarah b'shoigeg. Pozuk lamed v'anefesh asher taseh b'yod romo min ha'ezroch u'min ha'geires adonai hu megadeif v'nichreso ha'nefesh ha'hi mikerev amo. But if somebody was Ovid Avodah Zarah b'shoigeg biyod romo, with an high arm, a high arm, meaning he's not embarrassed, he's doing it b'mezid, a strong hand. Mino ezroch min ager, whether a born Jew, whether a geir, ez Hashem umegadeif, he's blaspheming Hashem, he's being mevaze Hashem. And in the case where there's no edim and asro, he'll be chayiv kores. If there is Eidim and Asro, it's Chayv Mises Bezdin, Chayv Skila, as the Pasuk tells us in Parsha Shoiftim. Without Eidim and Asro, it's Chayv Kores. Says Rashi, Biyad Romo, in a strong hand, namely Bemezid. Megadeif means Mechareif, to be Mevaze. K'moi v'huyso cherpo ugdufo, asher gidfu nare melech ashu. V'huydoshu Rabbi Seinu, there's something else included over here. Not only Avodah Zarah, but also Mekan Mevorech es Hashem shu b'kores. Somebody that's mevorech. Mevorech is a euphemism. Loshon sagi noel. It means he curses Hashem. He's chayv kores. Posuk lamed alef ki dvar adonai bozov es mitzvoso yefar. Hi koreis, ti koreis, hanefesh ahi avoinovo. Because such a person was mevaze dvar Hashem. These are the only two dibrois we heard from Hashem himself. Anoichi en lo yelecho. He was over on that. He was mevazed var Hashem, and he violated his mitzvahs by being Ovid Avodah Zarah, and therefore such a person is chayv kores, but only if avoinovo, so long as he didn't do tshuva, and he still has that avera. If he did tshuva, he can get himself out of the kores, no longer avoinovo. Says Rashi, dvar Hashem, azoras Avodah Zarah b'pi ha'gvura, we heard it directly from Hashem, as opposed to the rest of the mitzvahs, the rest of the dibrois, l'asham b'pi Moshe. Avoinovo, bizman shavoinovo, shelo yosa tshuva, only then is he chayev kores. Ad kan, the fourth topic. On to the fifth topic, about the mekushesh eitzim, the chilul Shabbos and the midbar. Posuk lamed beis. Vayehiyu v'nei Yisrael b'midbar, vayimtzeu ish mekushesh eitzim b'yoyim ha'shabbos. And the B'nai Yisrael were in the desert, and they found somebody being mechalel Shabbos by being mekushesh eitzim, gathering wood. Chazal tell us three opinions what Chil Shabbos there was involved over here. Either he was over on the Meleches Koitzel by chopping wood, or the Meleches Me'amel by putting them into a pile, or Meleches Mavir Abam with Rishus Rabim. He carried them in Rishus Rabim. Says Rashi, Vayimtzu Vayum Bamidbor Vayimtzu. Big Nuson Shal Yisrael Dibirakosu. This pasuk is saying something negative about Am Yisrael. Shalo Yishomru Ela Shabbos Rishoino. Am Yisrael managed to keep only one Shabbos in its entirety, namely all of Am Yisrael. Uvashniya already the second Shabbos, Boze V'chilelo. According to this Rashi, this topic is out of place. It's not written in chronological order, because now we're holding after the Chetam Araglim. We're after Tisha B'Av, over a year and 4 months after we left Mitzrayim. We've been keeping Shabbos for many weeks already. Shabbos was given to Am Yisrael in Moro, soon after Kriyas Yamsuf, Chazal Darshan, Mefurish in the Torah, they were given in Midbar Sin, on Tes Zayin Iyor, when they got the Mon. And once again, in Aseres Adibois, Zohar Sem Shabbat Kachoy, on Vovr Zayin Sivan, this is over a year ago. That means this parasha took place way back. Posuk Lamed Gemel, Vayakri, Voisoi, Yamoitzi, Moisoi, Mekoshoi, Shaitim, El Moshe ve'el Aharon ve'el Kol Hoido. And those who found him being Mekoshesh, after of course they gave him Asro, they told him, if you continue doing what you're doing, you will be Chayav Misa, Mechal Shabbos Chayav Misa. And he continued doing what he was doing, whether it was Koitzer, Me'amer, or Mavir Arba Amois B'Shus Orabim. So they brought him to Moshe and Aharon and to the Beis Din. Vayan, says Rashi, Amoitzi Moise Mekoshesh, Shehi Sruboi, Velohi Niach Melekoshesh. He didn't stop, Av Mishematzu, Vehi Sruboi. Posuk Lamed Dalet, Vayanichu Yisoi Bamishmor, Ki Loi Foyrash, Ma Yei Ose Loi. They put him in jail. They weren't told what Misa is going to be Chayev. They knew that Avachal Shabbos Chayev Misa, as we saw above in Parshas Kisisa, Mois Yumos, but we don't know what Misa. Says Rashi, Kaloi Furash Maya Osaloi, Loi Hoyu Yoidim Be'ezo Misa Yomus, Aval Yoidim Hoyu, Shamachal Shabbos Be'Misa. Posuk Lamed Hei, Vayoi Meradoi Noi, El Moshe, Mois Yumas Ho'ish, Ragoi Moisoi Vo Avonim Kol Ho'ido, Michutz Lamachane. And Hashem told Moshe, this person is Chayev Misa. What Misa? By stoning him to death. Or the entire nation should stone him mechutz lamachane. Says Rashi, rogoim. It doesn't say rigoim with a shva. That would have been a commandment. Go stone him. But it doesn't say that. It says rogoim. Rashi brings other example. Osoi, holoich, zochoyo, shomoyo. The Siv Sech HaChomim explained what Rashi wants is to tell us that this is not a commandment only for now. Rather, this is a constant commandment. An ever-present word, not only this Mechal Shabbos is Chayev Skila, all the Mechal Shabbos for all the future generations will be Chayev Skila, Rogoim, presently and forever. Another possibility, what Rashi means is, Rogoim doesn't mean to stone him, rather, he should be put to death by stoning. Posuk lamed vav vayitziu oisoi kol hoido el michutz lamachane vayirgim oisoi bo avonim vayom ois kasher tzivu adonai es Moshe. And they did what Hashem commanded. They took him outside the machane, and over there they stoned him with stones, and he died exactly as Hashem commanded Moshe. Says Rashi vayitziu oisoi mikan shebeis haskilo chutz verochek mebezdin. This is where we learn out that the Beis HaSkilo, Beis HaSkilo means a two-story house that they have to throw them off the roof. That house is outside and far away from Beis Din. It's not within the Beis Din building. Ad kan, the fifth topic of the Mekoshesh. On to the sixth topic of Tzitzis. Vayomer Adonai el Moshe l'emor, daber el bnei Yisrael v'amarto aleihem v'asu lohem et tzitzis al kanfei vigdeihem l'doyroitom v'nosenu al tzitzis hakonof besil techeles. And Hashem told Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael that they should make for themselves tzitzis on the corners, on the four corners of their begodim for generations to come. And together with the chutei lavon, the white strings, they should also put a psil techeles. Rashi says psil techeles is a green string. Other Rishonim learn that techeles is blue. Says Rashi v'osulem tzitzis. Why are the strings referred to as tzitzis? Says Rashi al shem psilim kruim bo, atluim bo. Because the word tzitzis literally means something protruding. K'moi v'ikocheni b'tzitzis roishi. Yechezkel has a mar navur. Hashem took him with his hair. Hair also protrudes from the body. So to the psilim, strings protrude from the beged. Davorachel, tzitzis, comes from a different root. Al shemu re'isem oisoi. We're going to see later on, we're meant to look at the tzitzis. And the word tzitzis comes from the word k'moi meitzitz min acharakim. To look at, to peek at. Tcheles, Rashi's shita is seva yoroik shel chilozoin. Green that comes from a chilozoin, a snail. Pozuk lametez v'hoyo lochem letzitzis u'isem oisoi u'zachartem es kol mitzvoi sadoinoi v'as isem oisom v'lo isosuru acharei levavchem v'acharei eineichem asher atem zoinim achareihem. And these tzitzis should be for you in order to look at them. And when you look at them, it will remind you to keep all the mitzvot Hashem and do all of them. Don't go exploring and touring after what your heart desires and after what your eyes see. That you naturally follow them. The tzitzis will remind you not to do that. Says Rashi, whose chaltam is called mitzvot Hashem. How does tzitzis remind you of the mitzvot Hashem? Sheminyan gematrio shel tzitzis is sheish meois. Either Rashi had tzitzis in his Sefer Torah with two yudin, and then it makes a gematria of 600, or you can dash a gematria is the way it sounds, not necessarily the way it's written. I'm not sure. Ushmoino chutim v'chamisha ksharim, 600 plus 8 strings that come out on every corner, and we have 5 knots altogether. That's 613. Hari Taryak. The root of this word is tur oretz. We had at the beginning of the parasha with the meraglim. That's because the heart and the eyes, they're like the spies of the body. They explore, they scout out things that the body could do chatoim with. A salsur is a middleman. The heart and the eyes, they're the middleman to the body to bring averos to it. How so? Ha'ayin roya, the eye sees something. Ve'alev choyme, the heart desires. And then, ve'aguf, oises averos. So they're the meraglim, they're the spies. They're the middlemen to bring the averos to the body. Pozug me'em elema antiz keru, va'asisem es kol mitzvoisoi, v'hisem kedushim leiloi heichem. Wear these tzitzis, look at them in order that you should remember the mitzvahs. And as a result, you should do the mitzvahs. And then you will be holy for Hashem. Ani Adonai Eloiheichem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lehiyos lochem le'Elohim. Ani Adonai Eloiheichem. I am Hashem, I am trustworthy to pay schal to those who keep my mitzvahs. Elokeichem, that's midas hadin, I am trustworthy to punish those who don't keep the mitzvahs. I took you out of Mitzrayim on this condition, that you should keep my mitzvahs. And just in case you're thinking that I'm telling you to keep my mitzvahs and get schar, and you say, well, I'd rather not keep the mitzvahs and not get the schar. Says the Pasuk again, that's not an option. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your king, whether you like it or not, and you have to keep my mitzvahs. Says Rashi, Ani Hashem, Nemon Neshalem Schal, Elokeichem, Nemon Lipora, to punish. Asher Utsesi Eschem, Almanas Kein Podisi Eschem, on this condition I took you out of Mitzrayim, Shetekabulu Aleichem, Gzeroisai, Mekabul, my mitzvahs. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, the Pasuk repeats itself. Why? Oid Lomo Nema, Shalom Yom Ru Yisrael, Mipnei Ma Omer HaMokoyim, Why did Hashem command us all these mitzvahs? Lo yishenaseh v'nito eschar? Isn't it so we should do it and get schar? Well, we'd rather not eat, get either. Onu lo yoisim v'lo yinoitim eschar. Says the posuk, ani Hashem alokeichem, al kochachem, ani malkechem. Whether you like it or not, I'm your king. I took you out of Mitzrayim. If you don't do it out of good willingness, then I'll do it forcefully. Why is Yetzias Mitzrayim specifically written by the mitzvah of tzitzis? Says Rashi, ani uashiv chanti b'mitzrayim bein tipo shel b'chor l'sheina shel b'chor. In Makas b'chor is Mitzrayim, not only b'chorim from the mother died, that anybody could know who's the Bechor from the mother. Even Bechorim from the father died, that only Hashem can tell what Tipa is a Bechor and what Tipa is not. I did that in Mitzrayim. Ani hu osid lehavchinu leipora, and I also know, and I will punish, minatoyle kolo ilon bevigdoi voimel tcheilesi. The tcheiles that we need for tzitzis comes from a chilozoin, from a sea snail. It's quite expensive. There's a cheaper way to do it. From koloilon, that's a plant that produces the same type of color. So people that want to trick people as if they're wearing tcheles and really they're not, they'll put on koloilon. So besides for not being in the kaim, the mitzvah, so he didn't get the mitzvah of tcheles, but also he's tricking people. He's fooling people to think, look, I'm doing the mitzvah. And really he's not. Says Hashem, I can tell the difference between Tcheles and Koloilon, just like I was able to tell the difference between who's a Bechor and Mitzrayim, and I will punish those who try to trick as if they're doing a mitzvah. The following is from Rav Moshe HaDarshon. What's the sequence of the parshiyos? We had Avodah Zorah and then Mekoshesh. Loimar, Shemechalales HaShabos, Koyved Avodah Zorah. We saw in the parasha of Avodah Zorah that it's equivalent to all the mitzvahs. Shabbos is also. And you see, it puts it on the same scale. We have Torah and mitzvahs and Shabbos. You see, Shabbos is equivalent to all the mitzvahs. And then, why does parasha of tzitzis follow? Parsha tzitzis lekachnis b'cholayinu, says Rav Moshe HaDarshon, l'fishav hi shkulo k'neged kol ha-mitzvois, as it says, shenemar, masisim es kol mitzvoisoi. This will cause you to do all the mitzvois. Continues Rav Moshe HaDarshon, al kanfei vigdehem. Why on the four corners of the beged we put tzitzis? K'neged vo'eso eschem al kanfei neshorim. In Parsha Yisro Hashem says, I put you on the wings of an eagle, so to speak. I protected you. I carried you. Al arba kanfois, v'loy balas sholosh, v'loy balas chomesh. Why dafka four corners, not a three-cornered beged, and not a five-cornered beged? Meaning, a five-cornered beged is chayv in tzitzis, but you don't put on all five corners. You put on only four of the five. In other words, there are four corners over here. Keneged what? Keneged arba lashoinoi shel geula, shenemar b'mitzrayim. Beginning of Parshas Vo'iro. Vo'itzeisi, v'itzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti. Psil techeles. Why do we put a psil techeles on the tzitzis? Al shem shikul b'choyrois. Because the b'choyrois died. Targum shel shikul, death. Specifically a death of a child. Tichlo. That's a targum. So tichlo and techeles is the same word. Umakosom hoiso balailo. Makas b'choyrois was at midnight. V'chein tzevat tcheles. Doime l'rokia amashchir le'eis erev. The color of tcheles, as Rashi, is similar to the sky as it gets dark towards the evening. How this fits with Rashi above that says that tcheles is yoroik green? So either we'll say that the skies in France, when towards the evening, when it gets dark, it has a greenish turquoise color to it, or this is Rav Moshe HaDarshon. Rav Moshe HaDarshon could be held that the tcheles is indeed a bluish, dark bluish type of color, not green. Anyway, there. ושמוינו חוטים, says רב מוישה הדרשון, כנגד שמוינו יומים ששאו ישראל משיוצאו ממצרים עד שאומרו שיר על הים. 8 days from when we left מצרים until when they said שירה על ים סוף עוז יושר. Even though Rashi himself in Parshat Beshalach tells us that Shiras Hayam was said 7 days after they left Mitzrayim, and Chof Aleph in Nisan. But that Akash over here, Rashi is simply quoting Rav Moshe HaDarshon, Velei Loi Svirole. I think that's the Pashtus. Take a look at the Sivsa Chachamim. He has a Shtikol Torah, yes, to be Miyashevit, how Rashi over here can fit with Rashi and Beshalach. And he himself comes out of Maskana that he's just quoting Rav Moshe HaDarshon and Rashi doesn't hold it. Ad kan Parsha Shlach. Let us recap quickly the 6 topics. The first topic, the Chet HaMeraglim. The first Tisha B'Av in history, which the Ramban tells us was the cause of all subsequent Tisha B'Avs later on. That takes up most of the Parsha, Perek Yud Gimel and Yud Dalid. The second topic, the parsha of Minchas Nesochim, Perek Tezvov, Posuk Aleph through Posuk Tes Zayin. The third parsha of Rosh Hashanah by the Aliyah of Shishi, Psukim Yud Zayin through Chof Aleph. The fourth parsha, Avodah Zarah B'Shoigeg, first of the Tzibur, then of the Yochid, Psukim Chof Beis through Lamed Aleph. The fifth parsha, the Mekoshesh, from Posuk Lamed Beis through Lamed Vov. And the sixth and last topic, the parsha of Tzitzis, the Aliyah of Maftil. Good Shabbos.